With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's Fort Peck tribes have reported two cases of COVID-19, believed to be the first on any reservation in the state. The confirmation was posted on the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux COVID-19 Information Facebook page. The tribes are encouraging their members not to panic, to stay indoors, and wear gloves and masks if they need to go outdoors. The tribes had already suspended tribal government travel, implemented a 14-day quarantine for anyone who came to the reservation from a place with an outbreak, and instituted a 10 p.m. curfew. The news comes a day after Montana's top state medical officer said there were no cases of COVID-19 associated with tribal reservations. State Medical Officer Greg Holzman said yesterday that 3.5% of those who tested positive in Montana were Native American. Governor Steve Bullock said in a press conference Tuesday the state did not have specifics on testing on reservations.
We don't have specific numbers on how many individuals have been tested within our tribal communities.
Montana has a total of 332 positive COVID-19 tests Wednesday out of nearly 7,400 tests performed. Six people have died, 31 people have been hospitalized, 135 people have recovered. Gallatin, Yellowstone, Missoula, Lewis and Clark, and Flathead County say the virus is spreading within the community. Gallatin County remains the state's hotspot with 120 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Federal assistance through the CARES Act is making its way to Montana health centers to help combat the costs of the COVID-19 epidemic. The funding comes from the Health Resources and Services Administration, or HRSA. Montana is entitled to $9.1 million to support 14 health centers across the state. According to HRSA, that money must be put to use to prevent, respond to, or prepare for the novel coronavirus.
So that's a pretty broad mandate, and we're just digging into the kinds of things that we can do, the kinds of things that we can spend money on that meet those intentions.
Mary Sturhan is the executive director for the Flathead Community Health Center in Kalispell.
Everything from scrubs to the emergency shelter to staffing to things that we can do with telehealth, those are all on our list of things that we're looking at.
Flathead County is getting nearly $700,000 of coronavirus aid. Sturhan says as of today, the funding is available and will be used in the short term to reimburse for expenses already incurred or to pay for imminent needs without the available cash flow. The Federal Health Agency is requiring state health centers to track and account for their coronavirus relief funding, which is accessible for 12 months and may be retroactively applied to costs dating back to the end of January. Sturhan says the funding should be able to cover costs in the short term, but it will be difficult to anticipate how long the effects of the virus last. She also pointed out that access to personal protective equipment continues to be a concern for the health centers.
That's still an ongoing need, and one, frankly, that funding isn't honestly going to help us with because it's more a question of access than it is being able to pay for it.
Sturhan says patient visits at clinics in Kalispell are down, but outreach to prevent further spread of the virus remains important. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.